He knows my name, and that he sees my ways. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for your word. We ask that it brings great impact to whoever hears it. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. My name is Evangelist William Echampon, coming your way with the word of God, chosen from the book of the prophet Jeremiah chapter 1 through 4, talking about God's calling to Jeremiah for a specific duty. Jeremiah living in one of the towns of the land of Benjamin by name Anatot, God had destined him for something important. And therefore, at that tender age, God called this young man. And he said, the verse 4, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's verse 5, 4 and 5. And before you were born, I consecrated you and appointed you a prophet to the nations. Beloved, wherever you are and whatever you are doing, the Lord knows your ways. He knows your strength. He knows your weaknesses. He knows that you might have not come from a very big or a known place, a renowned society or a family. But he, knowing how he can rebuild, he can remold your system, just told Jeremiah that I want you to be a prophet for me. I want you to go and do something. You might have given up in so many things. You might feel weary, and for that matter, you can't go further. The strength of God, the voice of the Lord is coming down wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to quicken you and push you towards great things. No matter the present situation, Jeremiah told God that he is too young to be called. If we can continue from the verse number 5, saying the verse is that, then I said, ah, Lord, God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. Ah, Jeremiah had forgotten that God created all the parts of himself. And for that matter, he can cause every part of you to be quickened for duty. So it does not mean, it does not matter really, whatever you face, whatever situation, whichever part of your life you fall deficient, and you feel incapacitated, and for that matter, you can't do anything. I am telling you by the mercies of God that if God told Jeremiah to quicken himself up for duty, then embrace yourself for the strength of God to come your way. Quicken yourself in prayer. Go down on your knees if possible. Wherever you may find yourself, lift hands up, commit your whole life. No matter the situation that you have confined, that has confined you, in whichever situation you find yourself, you might have not made promises, you might have not fulfilled your promises, but God wants to use you again and put you on the right pace. He wants you to get up your loins and do what is better. He was having, or he had, a very important assignment, and believe you me, it was the time of Jeremiah to quicken himself up for duty, and therefore there was no time for him to make excuses. Jeremiah had no time to make excuses. He couldn't have, and the Lord wanted to touch him. So he said that, young man, don't say that I'm a youth. So don't say that you don't deserve. Don't say that God cannot use you. He can wash you with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can contact my line, +233 243 746 480. +233 243 746 480. Evangelist William Owusu Echampo. The Lord bless and keep. Father, I ask for strength and power to touch whoever hears this message to be equipped for duty. Let us not run away for heavenly duty. We ask for more power to answer every call in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He knows my ways, and that he sees my way. He knows.